This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Friday four-pack here on Jones and Keefe. Four-pack of questions every Friday. We'll rip through them with your phone call, 617-779-7937. We have thoughts on the Patriots schedule. Came out yesterday. We went through it yesterday. On social media, in just 60 seconds, you want my wins prediction, you want Keefe's wins prediction, and you don't want to spend too much time on it. 60 seconds at Jones and Keefe on Twitter and Instagram. I had him down for 9 wins. Keefe, you had him down for 10.
Woo! Very optimistic.
We're not even the most optimistic out there,
Keith. No, that's true.
In fact, some would say we weren't optimistic enough.
People, 10 wins.
People yelling at me left and right, the Patriots losing their home finale to the Dolphins. I got a million tweets about that.
Really?
So many tweets.
Well, I didn't think they were going to be a playoff team until you went through. That's why it's a very important exercise. You go through game by game by game, and you're like, there's really no excuses for them not to be in the playoffs.
Here's the thing. There's a lot of crappy teams in the NFL. You might forget that.
Because the Patriots play them all.
The Patriots were so bad last year, beating crappy teams was difficult. But, yeah, they should be improved, and they play nothing but crap.
It's a bunch of bums.
So we'll get to that at 11:45. We'll reset on the Celtics high noon. We can review 12:45. Some thoughts on Bill and Jordan at 1 o'clock. But let's get into the four-pack. What do we have today? Oh, by the way, it's brought to you by Jackson Lumber and Millwork. You can visit Jackson Lumber and Millwork for all your residential remodeling or commercial building materials and supplies. Jackson Lumber and Millwork, providing solutions and delivering results since 1946. What's first up today, Bill?
First up, who scores more tonight, Brown and White or Brunson and Towns?
Whoo! Brunson Towns.
Brunson Towns, probably. Now,
points.
Right, that scores.
No, I'm saying I'm just emphasizing to people
who gets more steals tonight.
These two guys are going to score
rebounds and assists.
They're going to get their points.
Yeah,
and I think.
But who's going to have more fun?
Well, I think Jalen's going to score. I'm not sure about Derek.
So
White.
So White's a big wild card though, because White led the team in scoring and was one of the reasons, one of the main reasons. Even though we talked so much about Brown and Cornette's game five, but Derek White had 34 points and he had 7 threes.
You think Derek White scores?
Wild card, bitches! Yeah.
Wild card.
Do you think Derek White scores 20 plus tonight?
Yeah, because I've convinced myself now that they're going
to
win.
I think he has to. If he scores,
if he's under 20, they lose.
If he scores 20 plus, then oh yeah, that's true.
Yeah, because they got these can't all line up. This one's tough because I'm hoping that the Celtics have other guys going. Like, you need another cold game from Bridges and Anunoby.
This is why I think you don't even need those guys to outscore Brunson and Towns, right, and you can still win. And I don't think I would wager on White getting 20 tonight.
Yeah, but if White doesn't, where else are you getting the points from?
Balanced attack, Keith.
Balanced attack?
Cornette.
No, you already said Cornette's getting 4 points.
No, I'm just joking. Honestly, I would feel better about Pritchard getting 20 than White tonight.
So, like, game three when Ish. Pritchard? Yeah.
Yeah. I also really liked, and I almost wrote him off going into game five. I really liked Drew Holiday's game. In game five, I'm not telling he's getting 20, but if he gets 15 and Pritchard scoring and, you know, Brown's going off, I don't think you need a huge Derek
but
White.
But Horford and Holiday need to combine for like 20 and not 8.
Who's scoring for the Knicks outside of those two?
Well, Bridges is such a wide.
Same with Ananobi.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think you know what you're getting outside of those two for the Knicks. So this is how I think you can win.
Are you putting Mitchell Robinson on the stripe? Because he's hitting them now.
He doesn't miss.
Now he's hitting them. Yeah, they don't really have any bench threat. I mean, watch this be the Deuce McBride game. And all the fans are chanting Deuce, and he's hitting shots, trying to get into our Mount Rushmore of Deuces.
Yeah.
Not happening.
No. He's
not on my watch.
He's famously outside of our Deuce Mount Rushmore.
Can't have him on there.
That is true. Okay, so I say Towns and Brunson. You say Towns and Brunson. But you think the Knicks are winning.
Yeah, so this doesn't
add
up.
That's our disagreement.
No, I might have to go Brown and White. I'm a little nervous about White, but I feel like he has to.
I'm confused. Since we started the show, have you all of a sudden picked the Celtics tonight? You
think so.
I asked you earlier.
The buying opportunity is there at plus 125.
And we all know winner of game six wins the series.
I'm wrestling with
this. In fact,
I'm wrestling.
Celtics win game six tonight. We established this earlier.
Oh, they win the title.
Hashtag banner 92. Yeah. That's all it takes. Just win the game tonight. You can raise another banner.
This is sort of like the perk safe hot take. Because if they don't, it's like, well, if they did.
Yeah.
We just told you if they did, yeah, then we win the whole thing.
We didn't say they were going to. Right. We said if they did.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's that. What else do we have, Bill?
Who is the best non-quarterback the Patriots play this season?
Okay, ready? I guarantee we have the same name. 1, 2, 3, Jamar
Miles
Chase.
Garrett.
Oh, not Jamar Chase.
I think Miles Garrett might be.
I think Jamar Chase.
Jamar Chase is a good one.
Yeah.
You think Tyreek Hill still has something left?
I think he's washed. I thought about Tyreek, but I can't say he's the best non-quarterback on their schedule.
Yeah.
Think Garrett? I consider Garrett.
Miles Garrett's just nasty. It's not, you know, obviously my favorite position. I have no problem with Jamar Chase getting the love there. But, yeah, I just think Miles Garrett is. We talked about like remember that like pipe dream of a trade? It, like if he was on the block and he didn't get that new contract. Like he's one of the 5-10 best players, even when you include quarterbacks in the NFL. Although so might be Jamar Chase. I think Jefferson's the better receiver, but Chase is probably number two to me. So I'll go with Garrett.
Okay, other names worth considering. Yeah, you mentioned Tyreek Hill. I considered it. Derrick Henry?
Yeah.
Derrick Henry. Yeah, I mean, again, this is non-quarterbacks. I know people have listening problems out there. Non-quarterbacks.
Is T.J. Watt still with the Steelers?
So, T.J. Watt is another name I was going to bring up. Yes, that's another name that was linked to the Patriots in the offseason. Let me give you a sneaky one right out of the gate.
Oh, yeah.
Genty.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Max Crosby.
Oh, no, that's a good one, too. Oh, or Bowers. The Raiders actually have
Brock
some talent.
Wait a minute. We all gave him the win there.
I like that.
Genty that much?
I like Genty right in your face, week one. Yeah. You passed on him. You took a tackle who might not be a tackle.
Well,
and let's see if Genty runs wild week one. I think he's going to.
It's possible.
So that's going to be one where it's right in your face. Did you get the pick right at number four?
Yeah.
Right away. So I think that's an interesting one. But yeah, you're right. Is he even the best player on the Raiders? Probably not.
No.
Okay. I went Chase. You went Miles Garrett. Who else? Or what else, Billy?
Who is your all-time favorite Atlanta Brave?
So as a kid, it was Dave Justice, without a doubt. And then I found out that he divorced Halle Berry. I'm like, can't have it. Can't have it. So I'll go with...
Like, something's off with that guy.
I don't like that.
I don't know what it is, but there's something wrong with him.
I can't respect that.
No.
You be my idol and you divorce Halle Berry?
Yeah.
No, sir. Not for me. So then maybe Bill Ricca's own Tom Glavine.
Oh,
Tom
great
Glavine
one.
Was sick.
Yeah. Great one. You know, he grew up here playing hockey. I don't know if you ever heard that.
He got drafted by the Kings, Jones.
He grew up playing hockey. Yeah,
I understand.
He also is from Bill Ricca. Yeah. Great one.
They have a lot of... The Braves had a lot of guys that were fun.
Do you like Maddox?
Yeah.
So Maddox is one that He went to the Braves. The Braves were just very popular when we were kids.
Of course.
I like Chipper Jones. I like Chipper Jones on those teams. I didn't overthink
Chipper Jones is a great one.
I was a Chipper guy. Andrew Jones was great, too.
Flying Joneses.
Lots of Joneses out there.
Joneses everywhere.
Yeah.
They also had Brian Jordan at one point. They had Marquise Grissom. They had Ron Gant.
They had Dion.
They had Dion, for God's sakes.
I mean, the Braves were very cool when we were kids.
Sid Bream. Terry Pendleton won a batting title.
Sid Bream going somehow running first to home with a refrigerator on his back.
Unreal.
Scoring runs in the NLCS against
Lopez
the Pirates.
Javi Lopez behind the dish, unless Maddox was pitching, then it'd be Eddie Perez.
Well, of course.
This is personal catcher.
Did we say
Rafael Belliard?
We say Mark Lemke.
Oh, yeah.
Mark Lemke. We get Mark Lemke in there.
Peanut of a gentleman.
Greg Blowers?
Jeff Blauser.
Jeff Blauser.
Greg Blowers.
Jeff Blauser was his name.
We're just burning through random players.
Yeah, I can't use the players today. Yeah, son of a gun.
Not a 90s Brave.
No, they had a...
You have to pick some like recent guys.
I mean, obviously Smoltz. Steve Avery was good. They also had...
Oh, you know what? When the Red Sox got Steve Avery, I was stoked.
Yeah, he wasn't
great
here.
He was so bad. He was a good pinch runner.
He was.
He was much of a pitcher.
You know who was like the first guy I remember them saying threw over 100 miles an hour? In fact, they claimed that he was clocked at 106.
Mark Wohlers. That guy throws smoke.
Yeah.
No idea where he was going.
Then later, John Rocker.
Depending on the year. Oh, yeah, John Rocker, noted good guy.
Yeah. He
and
Patrick Mahomes.
Is it an oversight not to mention Hank Aaron, Dale Murphy, guys like that? Is that an oversight?
Boring.
Not an oversight. It's just a little before our time.
Yeah, I didn't see him.
I mean,
we all grew up with TBS Braves games.
Yeah.
Hank Aaron is the one who gave Dick Stewart the nickname Stonefingers. If you want to call that back.
We did establish that.
He was the one that did that.
Fred McGriff? We all remember Jeff Blauers.
Remember they traded for Fred McGriff?
Fred McGriff, good trade.
Crime Dog. Because they had Ryan Klesko,
Not to be confused with the hit dog. Oh, yeah, Klesko would smack you on.
He'd smack you a dinger. No questions asked.
Did we say Otis Nixon?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, we did?
Maybe not. But, yeah, he was another one. One of their center fielders.
Marquise Grissom?
I did mention
Random
Marquise
baseball
Grissom.
Did you? Okay.
Yeah.
I was hung up
He's
on
He's already been used. So.
We already used him.
I was hung up on Jeff Blauers.
Like that stopped it.
Yeah. He could be today as well.
Okay. What's our last question here, Bill?
Last question. Who is in better movies, Timothy Chalamet or Donnie Wahlberg?
So I read this as Mark Wahlberg, and I'm like, oh, that's actually a toss-up.
No, Donnie.
What is Donnie even in?
Well, I'm glad you asked, Jones.
Thank
he
you.
Is in Saw 2.
Okay.
Saw 3.
Okay.
Saw 4.
Ant-Man versus the Wasp?
No, okay. Not any of those.
Okay.
Was
it just those?
Sixth Sense.
I have seen Six. Who was he in Sixth Sense?
He was the
guy that shot Bruce Willis in the beginning.
Oh my God!
Spoiler alert. Murdered Bruce Willis.
Who did it?
Yeah, it didn't look like
who him. Done it.
And he was all emaciated in that.
Wow,
thinned him out.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
He was in Righteous Kill. He was in the movie Southie. He was in Zookeeper.
I just thought he was on Blue Bloods. I didn't know he was on any of these.
Yeah, so he actually plays a detective in just about everything.
Yeah,
he is a cop in everything he's in.
It's okay to get
typecast. The Saws.
Yeah. They're either, can you play a cop? He's like, yeah. Can you play a hardcore Celtics
so
fan?
Just,
yeah.
Just
other than that, I got no range.
Just in movies, he played Deputy Glenn in Purgatory. He played Detective Eric Matthews in Saw 2, 3, and 4. He played Detective Andy in Kings of South Beach. He played Detective Jim Lipton in Dead Silence. He played Detective Teddy Riley in Righteous Kill. And he played Detective Moran in What Doesn't Kill You.
Look, the guy's got range. I say that all to say
Timothy Chalamet.
I'm assuming this is a trap because it just has to be Chalamet, right?
Yeah, it is, unfortunately. Dune 1 and 2.
I've seen
Interstellar.
I've seen neither. Didn't see it.
Lady Bird?
Nope.
Oh, you should see Lady Bird.
Is Lady Bird
it's
the
in
one?
Sacramento.
That's what I was going to say. You've told me this before.
Lady
no,
Bird?
Kathleen has not seen, not with me anyways. I don't know.
Well,
who knows what she does on her own time.
That's a good point.
I've not seen that.
The film.
So he's in it.
He just did the Bob Dylan movie.
Yeah, which I have no interest in watching, but like,
he was
I don't
really
know.
Good
people
it.
Seem to like it.
Yeah, the movie was fine, but he was really good.
I like Bob Dylan. I apparently like Chalamet. Yeah. I just as a fan courtside, I have no desire to see that film.
He was in Wonka. He's like another remake of the Willy Wonka movie.
Sure.
He did that. He was in Little Women.
Wonka, an origin story. He was in Little Women?
Yeah. He's got a movie coming out.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
End of this year, called, let me get you the title of this thing.
Bigger Women.
It's probably going to be, the guy's the best current actor, I would say.
Big Women. He's in Big Women, the sequel.
I would see that.
Yeah.
He's in a movie called Marty Supreme.
You get that sent to your house on VHS.
Marty Supreme.
Okay. Marty Supreme. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's going to be a sports adventure comedy drama.
Nice.
Evidently.
Okay.
Yeah.
So right. Chalamet?
How much would you find that at Blockbuster?
Yeah, I don't know where you're going to put that.
All right, so we're agreeing, though, Chalamet over Donnie Wahlberg.
Not
acting chops, better movies. It was a creative way of asking the question.
It's close, because I think Saw 2, 3, and 4 are sneaky good films.
I like Sixth Sense. I like it so much, I didn't even know Donnie Wahlberg was in it.
He's either in a horror movie or he plays a cop. Or both.
What if it was Mark Wahlberg? Who's in better movies?
It might be Mark Wahlberg.
I think it is Mark Wahlberg.
Boogie Nights alone would probably put Mark Wahlberg on top. But Chalamet, I mean,
that's also quantity over quality with Mark Wahlberg.
Mm. But none of these guys. All right, let's do, if you did top five each, if you just limited it to top five each.
What are Wahlberg's top fives?
Fear.
Yeah.
Departed.
Yeah, he's Departed. He's in Departed.
Boogie Nights.
Yeah, sure, Boogie Nights.
What's the one with Will Ferrell? The other guys? The other guys.
You know what? I've never seen that, but I'm sure a good buddy of mine is listening right now. He's told me to watch it many times, and I have yet to do that.
Great.
Oh, Ted is great.
Ted's hilarious.
Yeah.
Both Teds.
All right, Wahlberg.
Ted 1, 2, the show? Let's see. What else?
I said it before.
Oh, Three Kings?
The Daddy's Home movies are good.
Oh, Three Kings is a good movie. I've never seen those. What is it?
Daddy's Home? Him and Will Ferrell again.
Okay.
Okay.
Perfect Storm.
Teaming back up. Not the finest film, but
Italian Job? Four Brothers. Oh, Shooter.
I enjoyed Mark Wahlberg when he's not taking himself too seriously. When he's not the hero, I enjoy him.
Yeah, but still, Shooter was good.
Yeah, what was the Boston Marathon movie that he was in? What was that called?
I didn't see it.
Patriots Day. Thank you.
He was literally everywhere.
Yeah, I saw that.
Key moment
I don't think people love that.
You're out of your jurisdiction.
you shouldn't be over here right now.
Okay.
I would say Mark Wahlberg better
greater
top
than
five
Timothy
than Chalamet.
Chalamet, greater than Donnie Wahlberg.
Yeah.
Okay, good. We covered it.
Greater than Tracy Morgan. Although Ben Stiller might be better than all of them. It's hard
Correct.
To keep all
yeah,
these.
He probably is. And we've
heavyweights meet the parents.
Meet the parents.
Dodgeball.
Meet the Fockers.
Heartbreak Kid.
Cameo and Anchorman.
Nah, how'd he beat that,
dude? Heartbreak Kid.
Severance.
Really
fantastic. We can't count Severance.
His dad in Heartbreak Kid is hilarious.
Yeah, that movie is great.
Okay, Friday 4-pack every Friday. 4-pack of questions. Who knows what's going to be in there?
No clue.
Here on Jones and Keefe on WEEI.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news. You call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.